The City of Victoria has agreed to consult with a Bastion Square advocacy group before it moves forward on transferring money for upgrades to the popular downtown spot. On Thursday, Council voted unanimously to meet with the Bastion Square Revitalization Association before it transfers $150,000 from the Bastion Square Revitalization Association Trust to the city's engineering and public works budget. The money would be used to upgrade lighting and improve the walking surface in the square. City staff are expected to report back to Council May 2 after meeting with the group. "This is the city's money and we can spend it as we see fit. But I don't see any harm in just pushing pause for a month and consulting with the BSRA," said Cown. Jeremy Caradona. The city had set aside funds in the trust to maintain the square and ensure it remains suitable for its intended use as a pedestrian walkway and gathering place. However, it's not been used of late, and until this week, city staff believed the Bastion Square Revitalization Association had disbanded. That left $150,000 sitting idle in the trust. The association reached out to the city this week to say it remains alive and interested in being part of the maintenance conversation. Mayor Marianne Alto said there is no harm in having staff meet with the organization, especially since staff have indicated it will not delay them getting to work on projects that are needed for public safety. "We will deal with who pays for them after the fact, because we will never be in a position where we will endanger life safety," Alto said. Cown. Marg Gardiner said due to the importance of Bastion Square to residents, businesses and the tourism economy, it's important the city get it right. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.